This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sneeze.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
We've got another show and tell today.
With Evie.
Hi, Evie.
Hi, Evie.
Hi, Evie.
Hi, Beanies. My name is Evie and I am 8 years old and I live in Mount Albert in Melbourne. I love Lego.
I love Lego too. I used to play with Lego a lot. At home, I used to have a big castle. Like Ooh. It was like a medieval castle, Lego Ooh. Castle. It had lots of little Lego knights. And they had little swords and things like that. It was cool.
Cool. Very cool.
It would take so long to make.
I didn't really have Lego growing up. I had Duplo, though, and I really liked Duplo.
Ooh.
Duplo had more like little lions and little zebras, and I used to make a little zoo and like make the animals walk around and talk to each other.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
I didn't really build things. I more just like played with them.
Mm. I used to have Lego that I played with sometimes with my little brother, and we used to make planes all the time. So I don't think it was Lego that was meant for planes. It was just the Lego that was just blocks. Mm. But we used to make planes and then fly them around.
Yeah, nice.
Cool.
My dad has a big collection of Lego from when he was little, and me and my brothers play with it a lot. He has lots of base plates and we build towns on them. He has about 6 wooden boxes to keep the Lego in.
Wow,
6 boxes of Lego. That's a lot.
That's so much.
Well, it depends how big the box is, really.
Yeah.
It's a tiny box with 3 pieces. Good luck building a town, kid.
Yeah. Imagine if you had like 6 big boxes, like how much of a mess that would be.
I wonder if Evie's house kind of looks like that TV show Lego Masters, where they've got boxes and boxes of Lego in all different colours.
Ooh, I like watching Lego Masters because all the Lego is really neatly organised into different compartments in colours, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, the organisation of the Lego is very impressive.
Yeah.
Great.
And the things that they build on that show are pretty amazing too.
Mm. Yeah, and often they build things that have to like stand up by themselves, like bridges that have to stand up or things that move.
Oh, actually, I had to build a bridge when I was a kid for school. It was one of my school projects. I had to build a bridge and it had to be able to support a can of Coke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Out of Lego?
Yes, and it had to be 30 centimetres long. There's a photo of me like with a ruler and a can of Coke on a bridge, and I look so pleased with myself.
Nice.
My favourite thing to build is a house. My dad helps me to make the roofs that open and shut.
Wow.
Oh, the roofs open and shut?
Whoa, it's like a modern futuristic house with opening and shutting roofs.
That'd be cool, because then you can, if it was a nice sunny day, you could be like, I'm outside.
And now I'm inside.
And I'm inside. I'm inside.
And it's got like different rooms in the house as well, or like...
Yeah, houses usually have rooms.
Yeah, they have rooms.
Unless you live in the middle of Sydney and then it's just one big room.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just one big old room. Making whole towns as well. I wonder if Evie can send us a photo of like a town that they make.
Evie, we would love you to send a photo of your Lego creation town, and then we can put it on the Beanies Instagram for all the other Beanie Beanies to see.
Or Evie, could you build a beanie house out of Lego?
Oh my gosh.
What would
be a beanie house out of Lego? What would it have?
Spaghetti?
One big room. Sorry. Just one room.
I think it would have spaghetti.
Yeah. And maybe like a puppy playroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
And maybe a painting room for Mim.
Ooh. And maybe a really big slide.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And
a ball pit.
Everybody loves ball pits.
I do like ball pits.
Yeah.
And I would also like it to have a roof that opens for outside and then closes for inside.
And Professor Know-It-All probably needs a study or a library or something.
A lab.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the music wizard probably needs a music room.
Mm. This is going to be a very difficult project, Amy. Good luck.
Also, I wanted to ask you, what is your favourite ice cream flavour? Mine is cookies and cream.
Mine's cookies and cream as well.
Yum.
No way.
Yeah, I love cookies and cream.
Why? Tell us a picture. Paint us an ice cream word story.
Just think of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Just really picture cookies.
My eyes are closed. I'm thinking about cookies.
Okay.
They're crunchy.
Nice. They're crunchy. Bit of chocolate, you know. And then you combine the crunchiness of the cookie with the cool tastiness and sweetness of cream as well. You put them together. Uh-huh. So you have this cool, delicious ice cream that's got little chunklets of cookies in there.
Chunklets?
Little chunklets.
That is the technical term.
I do really like ice cream that's got chunklets.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, one of my normal ice cream favourite flavour would be mint choc chip. But I have recently really decided I liked the Ben & Jerry's
I thought you were going to say Milo. You love Milo ice cream.
I do love Milo ice cream. That's also delicious. Mm. Okay, I also like Milo ice cream.
And it's got tiny little chunklets.
Are you talking about like vanilla with Milo on top?
No. We've discovered this new
Laura
ice cream.
Laura bought me this Milo ice cream when I had COVID and it was the only thing that brought me joy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when
Please,
Min had...
Please, Milo, if you could, sponsor
this
the
podcast.
Beanies.
What about you, Min? What's your favourite?
Well, I always get some kind of chocolate ice cream when I go to the ice creamery. Every time I go, I look at all the flavours and I'm like, I'm going to get something new and different. And then the person is like, what ice cream would you like? And I'm just like, chocolate. Mm. I can't go past chocolate.
Oh, gelato.
What?
Like a lemon gelato.
From gelatissimo.
Gelato. Gelato. Yeah. Wow. You get a sorbet at Jolito.
Mini beanies, that's not how you say
that's
it.
That's not how you say it. Don't listen to Michael Beanie.
But we do. Gelato is yummy as well.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to Show and Tell, Evie, and getting us to talk about ice cream for so long.
Yeah, I kind of want an ice cream now. Should we go get ice cream?
Yeah, let's go get ice cream.
Hey, Evie, send us a photo of your Lego town.
Yes.
Or your Lego beanies house,
yes,
if you
please.
Make one.
Oh, yes, please. But no pressure. But
no pressure.
We really want to see it if you can make one.
Bye.
Thanks, Evie.
Bye, Evie.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a question for the beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us. Maybe we should say thank you when we sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.